I think I, like probably a lot of our listeners, do most of my banking online.
Yeah.
What's happening with banks? Are they gradually disappearing, or at least, you know, the branch right here in my neighborhood?
Yeah, this is a story that the Business Journal is digging into this week. Matt Evans has a series of stories about, you know, the future of the bank branch, and they really are changing. They really are evolving. One of the things he points out is that there are fewer of them in the Triad and fewer of them across the state, but not that many fewer. Maybe 15 fewer today than there were at their peak 5 or 6 years ago. The reality is banks have made it easier and easier for you to do all of your business with them from somewhere else, and more frequently from your phone, you know, through one of their apps. But they simply cannot afford to be without a bank branch. And so they continue to invest in these properties and figure out how to use them better.
Well, I know I would still feel uncomfortable opening up an account without sitting down and actually seeing the banker, you know, because there's so many question marks about online financial work.
Yeah, this is the key. And this is why bank branches are going to exist for the foreseeable future. This is where they get their new business. When you want to open up a bank account, a big decision you make is how close is a branch to where you live. You may not use that branch again after you open up that account, but to get that new business, they need a physical location. So they recognize that. But inside the branch itself, lots of changes are coming about.
So let's talk about some of those changes. What are we seeing right now? And what's coming down the pike?
Well, a good example of that is High Point Bank. They have branched out beyond High Point and into Winston-Salem. They took a space that Southern Community Bank had. Now, that's a very successful community bank that didn't survive the downturn in the economy in the last 5 years. But they've taken a space that they've had on Stratford Road. They've completely redesigned it. The architect went in there and made the space smaller. So you don't have the teller windows where you line up to either cash a check or make a deposit. There are actually these teller pods where it looks more like office space.
So in order to prepare for all these changes in technology that's coming in, what's happening with tellers? My aunts were bank tellers.
Yeah, and they probably only had one or two functions to serve.
That's right.
So they did the transaction at the counter, and maybe they gave you the keys to the safe deposit box, or maybe they had to go into the vault. These new branches don't even have those things anymore. They don't have vaults, and they don't have safe deposit boxes because people aren't using them anymore. But these tellers really have to be trained. And so what the banks are doing is implementing training programs to make sure that the teller isn't just doing that transaction, but they actually are trained in how to do sales. They can help you with a mortgage. They can help you with a loan. They can help you with some of your business needs. Or they can refer you to where you need to go. It's not just about that quick transaction across the window anymore. They have to be multi-talented.
Wells Fargo and Bank of America are doing away with some of their drive-thrus.
Yeah. You know, one of the things they're getting into, the bigger banks, now the community banks, you know, they really are all about the high-touch service. The larger banks, they can innovate. So they have what's called ATM Assist, where you actually get a person via video. When you go to the ATM, if you need help, you just click on a button and somebody comes up on a video screen. They are not in that building. They could be anywhere in the world talking to you and helping you resolve your problem. So the large banks can do that. And in Washington, D.C., Wells Fargo has already run out that service.
So it's Friday, and a lot of people are getting their paychecks today. Do they have fewer bank branches to choose from?
You know, today they don't. You know, Matt Evans looked at the numbers over the last 10 years, and we actually have a few more branches in the Triad than we did in 2003. The peak came in 2009, right as the crash was taking hold, but we only are down about 15 branches. We still have almost 400 bank branches in the Triad, which is quite a few.
But even so, with all these changes coming, are we going to see fewer bank branches in the future?
Well, it's a good question. And here's the thing that bank executives recognize and that was not true, say, 5 or 10 years ago. Consumers just have a lot more choices for how they do their banking, and it's so much easier to move your money around now than it ever was before. So for them to eliminate the one face-to-face encounter that they have with customers is really a risky move. So it's hard to see where you're going to be without branches anytime in the near future. They're just going to get smaller, and what they provide there is going to become more varied.
Thank you so much, Justin.
Thank you, Audrey.